starting.
He's just said it's starting, which is so unprofessional. I won't cut it off. Amateurs.
No, we're at a pro conference.
Amateurs at a professional level at the moment. We're at MojoCon 2017. Professional amateurs. There's a lot of people here that don't make money from what they're doing. Many that do. And they're all looking for video solutions, audio solutions, streaming solutions. And there's an awful lot of technology on display. There's a lot of spaces for learning, and there's a lot of spaces for checking out the latest technology. And of course, if you want, purchase some of the latest technology. I've been testing some equipment for a while from a company called Mic Me, and this is Philip. Philip, long second name, but in Austrian, you would pronounce it like...
Sonnleitner. Like it's the sun kind of thing. Don't mind. It's German. It's German. It's just Philip.
Philip's
fine.
Philip was out last night with many people celebrating what is the community spirit.
I met
MojoCon.
Some really nice guys, like Christian Payne guy.
Yeah.
Illico and some other nice
mostly
guys
just calls me Payne guy. Illico jogged off to go and pick up a first prize, a very... It's funny, minutes before he picked up this first prize, he says, I can't see why people would ever use a shoulder pod. And now he's sporting the best. Cut, he's saying cut. He's wanted a cut. He obviously loves it now. He's got one. He's saying
who's actually listening to this?
Nobody's going to listen to this. It's a ramble. We haven't got to the point. Mic me. We're recording this on a mic me.
Right, we're recording this on a mic me microphone.
Yeah, what is it?
It's basically a studio-grade microphone built together with an audio recorder and a very nice package, and it works wirelessly with your smartphone.
I'm monitoring the audio at the moment on a pair of headphones, and I'm getting really kind of rich tones in my ears, but also background ambiance, so people get a feel for the conference area that we're in.
Right, so this is what... So people sometimes think if they're first time listening to the recording. We do some signal processing, noise reduction, stuff like that, compressing, which is not true. It's just because it's a 1-inch diaphragm, gold plate diaphragm with phantom power. So like an old style radio, BBC style radio capsule. It is very clear and crisp, but it gives you a very kind of a depth of sense kind of thing. So it's like the real thing. That's what. It's a quote we hear often.
Yeah. Are there many capsules here at the conference as large as yours?
No, not a single one. So it was never done before on a mobile device. So normally you get like an AKG C414 or Neumann microphone with really big capsules. So in recorders, you normally get like a half inch electret capsule, which is like, it's reasonable, it sounds good, but you don't get things like proximity effect, something like. So I'm now about 20-25 centimeters away from the microphone, so if I get closer, you hear my voice is getting deeper. That has a little bit to do with the proximity effect, maybe also with Guinness. So yes. Yesterday,
yeah, and maybe also with Guinness for sure. So with a sensor on a camera, yeah. the larger the pixels in the sensor, the more light is being sucked in. Is it the same with the capsule? The more frequencies are collected,
or is it just on a sound level? Right. I mean, sound waves are pretty. Basically, the air is moving, but not much air. So, if you have a large sensor, it's better for the sound. But it also depends on what is around the capsule, how the capsule is built. I mean, the diaphragm itself is like super thin. So it's I think a tenth of a hair thickness, but it's on top of a very fat capsule. And we designed the entire body of the device, making a good acoustics around it. That's why it's so much air in the microphone. So overall, people really like it so far.
People into audio like and enjoy great audio. Right. What about people on the other side of this? I mean, do people take the time to put a great pair of headphones on and listen to conversations like we're having now?
I think so. I mean, my take is the number one communication channel is still speaking. It might be chatting for numbers of analytics on Facebook, Messenger, whatever. But still, the people are talking to each other. So But there's more than just a capsule. It's so as it's wireless, so our goal is to make production as easy as possible, as at a very high quality level. So with wireless microphones, you can get way closer to the source. If you start making videos, so the point of view of a video is completely different than the point of recording of a microphone. Because of a microphone, you should get close, at least like 20, 30 centimeters away of your voice, your mouth. But if that doesn't look good on camera, so with camera you're further away. So if you have a cable, you won't get a good picture. So either you get good sound or good picture. So how can you combine both with a wireless microphone? Drawback of wireless is that they are a little bit insecure, because if you drop out, you have dropouts. So as we have a built-in audio recorder, we always have a backup inside the microphone and link with our patented Bluetooth link. A lot of people are also a little bit afraid of Bluetooth because it's a wanky protocol, or it's supposed to be, but which is kind of true, but we made our own Bluetooth link. So if packets are lost, we retransmit it. If they're lost, they're not just lost, they're lost over the air, but on the microphone, they're still safe. So we always keep a safe copy on the microphone itself.
When you say you retransmit lost packets, do they repopulate the original audio recording? So if there is dropout, you can refill in the gaps, or is it
right,
a whole new
it's filling the gaps, right? So so we're sending all the packets through the air, and if some are lost, at the end of the recording, we're filling the gaps, and you have a full recording.
Oh, I did not know that. That's similar to how Bamboozle works with their video streaming, and right. It was the only streaming platform that did that. You knew that in a low bandwidth area, you know, only low resolution would get through, and then they would completely, you know, update the video online with the HD version.
Right, so this is a huge step forward, because let's say the battery is dying of your phone, you started recording on your phone like we're doing now, we're now live streaming to my phone. So let's say the battery is dying, the microphone would still keep on recording, so you're not losing your data or your recording,
yeah.
Which would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Actually, Christian Payne.
Yeah, and also, as I'm recording this, I'm not getting any notifications on the mic me because I forgot to turn airplane mode on, which is a big problem.
Which is a huge thing. Another thing is if you get a phone call. So let's say I'm getting a phone call. I muted my phone. Hopefully it's true now. So, but if you get a phone call, for example, and we're wirelessly recording, then you get a phone call and it doesn't interrupt your recording. I mean, it does interrupt your recording, meaning that in the background the app is further recording, the microphone still keeps all the data. If the phone call is over, you just get back to the app and it still keeps syncing.
Oh, nice.
So it's not a wireless microphone in common sense, how it's perceived today. It's more like, if you know Evernote, how Evernote is syncing data, or Dropbox. So it's those syncing...
It's a networked microphone.
Kind of.
If it's connecting to the device and you're able to get the media, the content from the microphone to the device, it's networking in the true state of digital.
Right, that's true.
So what's the motivation behind undertaking what is years and years of stress and research and development?
There was no stress. It was pretty easy.
Really?
No, it was. So I spent like 3.5 years so far with MikeMe, going through some pains, a lot of pains.
One Christian pain, causing some of that pain.
I don't know if it was one, maybe it was multiple. Yeah. Are you still the same person
I met last year? I just used various email addresses so that when I can recommend a feature, it's not all coming from me.
That's Christian 1 and Christian 2. Yes. DocumentElliot.com. Right.
Wouldn't it be great if, and then occasionally you'll go, yeah, that would be great. Or that's the kind of thing only you would want.
I've been waiting on some features for more than a year.
I understand you've got.
So the basic motivation is passion is my number one. That brings me out of the bed in the morning, like a lot of people. So I just wanted to make sure. So I'm a musician on my own, and it just took me too long to record my piano. I have studio microphones for €1,000. I have this nice...
With the same capsules as this.
Right. The AKG one. Yeah. I'm a former AKG guy, so I have AKG stuff. Sound cards, cables, drivers, computers. The computer needs to make an update. And then this fucking native instruments thing. Ask me again. You don't have a copy of this. So I have. I've spent €2,000. And it's like, we just want to record very stuff. So it just drives you crazy. So, and I had to get our friend also said, like, I just want to have like a one button solution, or just a starting point, but in very high quality, linked up to a smartphone where this all began. So it wasn't made for musicians. We, not by accident, but we a little bit stumbled into the media business now and talking with the big guys, with independent guys like you. So it's very interesting and see what people will create. So the big motivation is also to see what people will record, what they will create, what stories they will tell, and hopefully there's a lot of meaningful stuff for the world. It sounds a little bit idealistic, but I think, you know, with talking, I mean, if people are running around like Nick from BBC, running around in Sudan or in Syria, telling story, and if that's ever recorded with Mike Me, and then it's broadcasted to like 5 million people, that could have some impact. And if you could hear better and more realistic at what's going on there, and how those people are, not just the pictures, but sound is so powerful, right? You could hear the kids crying, you could hear the bombs, because with that capture it makes like boom. It's really, it's not just like a, because on the phone speakers it's like a very small thin sound, but if it's like this really fat sound, people might be a little bit more touched, stuff like that.
So, and that's interesting, because the majority of people who listen to audio are going to be listening from a single point, i.e. a radio in the background or a radio in the car. So there's not, it isn't, I don't know, maybe it is, the majority of people listening on headphones who will soon be expecting more spatial experiences because the technology is there. Do you see Mike Me in the future developing stereo recordings and ambisonic?
So we could support wirelessly, theoretically, multiple microphones. So it will work either with multiple microphones, or we might make a hardware or a special kit for that, so for spatial audio.
The way he said, you can't see his facial expressions, but that's kind of a, maybe I shouldn't say too much about what the future plans of Mike Me are, but
we could.
and
we're
of course
still very small. I mean, this is our first product. Now we're focusing on the process, because we still lack, you know, our app could be improved a lot. Yeah. I know, you
the
know
software
what
is one of your favorite things.
Right. So we're looking.
That was me being sarcastic.
I just hated the latest internal software was testing. But, you know, we're not a microphone company at all. That's normally my number one thing I tell people is, we're looking at the process and the workflows. How can you capture, produce, edit, publish, and later on monetize stuff? And how can we help in all stages, help there or take over stages as much as possible? Because that's the big vision. How can Christian make a podcast or a video with great sound, edit a bit, put it online to your couple of thousand people, share it on Twitter, and then even make a little bit of money in the future? Why not? And if it's very time compressed but of high quality, that would be perfect.
And one of the main interests for people coming to a place like this, it is all about workflow. The questions are, can I do this, this, and this? Can I do this and this? What if I use it this way? And a lot of the people who bring their technology here are fascinated to hear, I never thought of that being a possibility. And I know you've had instances like where you're amazed at how people are using the technology.
Yeah, so we have completely new use cases. I mean, nothing here comes to mind, but we have been at a roadshow where somebody came over and said, like, hey, I work in Barcelona for translations.com, which is the second biggest translation company in the world with 4,000 employees. 4,000 employees with translations? Yeah, we translate like in every single language, and those are just business developers. Those are not the voiceover artists. I was like, really? And I thought, we do voiceovers, so we might build like 1,000 kits. 1,000 kits? So, you know, 1,000 microphones, 1,000. Oh,
you're thinking ka-ching.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Obviously, they need some features we don't have yet, so it's a little bit out. They're testing stuff like that. But also, we never would have thought of that, you know, BBC, CNN, SVT, NRK. It's a huge broadcast, even considering Mike Me to be used in TV.
So what brought you to MojoCon in the first place?
Glenn just invited me. He contacted me on LinkedIn and said, like, hey, there's a conference, are you interested? Mojicon, your product is great. I think it's a good fit. So we didn't fall too long last year. So it all started here. And it was like, last year was like a little bit, because no one knew us. This year we came back, you know, we obviously knew about, it already started in Dublin at the train station where we had like some beer. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of possibility. It's a very open community. That's really, really cool that even the brand itself, the new app manufacturers, hardware manufacturers, are very open to integrate to each other. So everyone is like looking for this workflow process kind of thing. And also the, it's even the audience is very experienced and a lot of them think hardly about how they can improve. And a lot of them have a lot of knowledge about sound, and especially this year asking a lot of, oh, sound is a problem, so how can it improve? So it's been great so far.
Fantastic. So the product that you've brought here to mainly focus on, tell people where they can find more information about it online, where they can find you.
It's called MikeMe, so MikeMe.com. This is our main page. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. And we will launch with Thomann, so the German audio dealer, in about 1 or 2 months.
Wow.
In 2 months, 1 or 2 months with B&H in the US.
Amazon connection?
Amazon 2, we're just figuring out Amazon Launchpad maybe in the US and the European Union. And then we spread from there. And we're continuously updating the product, so meaning that there will be a lot of firmware stuff updates. Yeah.
So right, what you're saying is it keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better, and you don't have to buy new hardware because somebody was asking. So okay, so if it's gonna get a USB functionality, so you, as a USB microphone, then I have to buy another one. No. We're gonna sell you like the product is €499 including VAT, so it's not cheap. We know, but it's very high quality. It's comparable to $1,000. Studio microphone, so it's a good, and you get an audio recorder and a microphone and a wireless, a nice package, and yep, from a nice brand from Austria. So it's a good bargain, but we keep updating it because so many requests about what are you going to do with it. Can you integrate in Filmic Pro? Sure, we will integrate. Can you integrate with KineMaster or some other apps? Sure. What about Switcher Studio? How can I do a Facebook live stream? Sure, we were all working on this stuff step by step. We're very small, but that would be huge progress for next year, I think.
Philip, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun catching up with you, as well as having a walk around the new gear. And yeah, I look forward to doing some more high-resolution recordings.
High-resolution.
High-resolution recordings.
Hi, bye, this is Philip.